For the big interview today, I have Nick Jordan, lead singer of Rubber Duck, a South African acoustic dance music group. The band first burst out onto the scene in 2014 and consists of Nick Jordan, frontman, Brendan Campbell, lead guitar, Emil Gopal, bass, and Kabelo Seleke, saxophone, as well as Nicholas McCready on drums. Following hot on the heels of Talk About It, the track they produced in isolation and amid some challenging conditions shortly after the national lockdown regulations were announced in March, comes an exciting new single called The Fall. Nick will be chatting to me today about the single and what it's like to produce music during the national lockdown. Nick, thank you so much for joining me this morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we talk about your latest single, can you tell us a bit more about Rubber Duck and your music style?
Yeah, man, our style, it's very, very diverse. We come from a lot of different musical styles and influences. In terms of our cultures. So, I mean, Emil's an Indian guy, Kabelo is a black guy, I am an Afrikaans guy, actually. You know, Brendan's a British guy. So we got a very, very, very diverse cultural influence, which has really influenced our sound as Rubber Duck, and it's really influenced the way we've written. So I would say our sound, like you saw, like we say it's acoustic dance music. It's a kind of a genre that doesn't really exist, that we can't really place where we sound, although we do have an African appeal. So yeah, I would say it's like a cross pop, cross African, South African sound.
Awesome. And how did the name Rubber Duck come about to tie into all of this?
It's really funny. Like, we kind of always regret our naming Rubber Duck, but it's a really, really cool name. It's grown us over the years. When we were younger, Brendan and I were producing dance music, and we wanted to be DJs, but we couldn't really DJ, so we could produce music. So we were literally going to put in a flash drive and wear duck suits, and when the beat dropped, we were going to flap our wings and make it more of a musical experience, as opposed to like really good DJing. And then what happened was, we were musicians at the same time, and a band pulled out of a gig, and one of our friends, he really needed someone to fill in, and he asked us to please come play, and we said, okay, cool, we'll put something together for you, and he needed a name to go to print, and the name we went to was the name that we were going to be DJs with was Rubber Duck, and we got booked for a festival after our very first gig, and Rubber Duck stuck ever since.
Wow, so it's definitely an incredible way to get named. So far, what is one of the highlights for you with the band?
We've done some amazing, incredible shows. Across South Africa, and we've been to a lot of countries. And, one of our biggest highlights is our favorite festival, Splashy Fen, as well as Kirstenbosch. Playing Kirstenbosch was incredible. Playing main stages at events, at festivals is always incredible. But a lot of the time, one of the coolest things we've done, that was one of my highlights in my career, was performing at an old age home. And me and my saxophonist went, and we just decided one day, let's go and perform for people at an old age home who never really ever get to see live music or experience live music. And that was really an incredible experience for me, because to see the people's appreciation on their faces was something that I'll never, ever, ever forget. So we get a lot of different highlights being musicians. And I guess one of the highlights is the fact that music is there to help people get through really tough times, or help people feel certain ways. And whether we affect one person or change one person's life for the good or for the better through one of our songs, that's really what we do this for.
And now, can you tell us a bit more about your new single, The Fall, and what inspired it?
I think in life, when love becomes a thing, everyone meets somebody that they really, really do fall for. And obviously, when I write, a lot of the stuff I write is based on muses or past muses, and specifically one girl in my life who has been very, very influential in terms of where I am today and where I am in life in general. We're no longer together, but The Fall was a song written about her, and I think it's something that everyone can aspire to, have a certain type of love that you really, really fall hard for in the beginning. And everyone has this dream that the relationship or the love will continue right till the very end. And that is what we all hope for. So the song is literally about that. It's about really falling for somebody and just saying that, that you will be there for them till the very end. And even if it doesn't happen, it's something that we can all aspire to. So that's really what the song's about. It's about love.
awesome. And how did the process work of putting this track together? Because we know that it's been very difficult during the lockdown for artists to produce music. So how did it all come together?
Well, I know, you know, we produced during the lockdown, we produced Talk About It, which was we did from our homes. So we all took gear from the studio to our different houses. And we all worked on it individually, shot the music video in isolation. We all worked on it ourselves. And then Brendan consolidated everything. And that's how Talk About It came about. Obviously, with the fall, we were already back in studio once the lockdown regulations were eased. And a song that we've had out for quite some time now that we revisited. So it's so it was really cool working. It's let's put it this way. It's been very cool to be back at work, even though as live performances we are not getting any work at the moment. We haven't worked for 6 months, but we know that it's going to change, and we just got to remain positive. And when work does come back, it's going to be pumping, you know.
And what future projects can listeners expect from you in the next few months?
We're actually working on I'm a Piano EP, which is a mix of, you know, like I said to you earlier, we're a very culturally diverse band, and we want to give a little I'm a Piano sound crossed with pop a shot. So we're busy working on an EP for that we're going to release at the end of the year. And then we're looking at doing an album next year as Rubber Duck. And then, to see what happens. Hoping to get tour again, get out the country when we can. And get back onto all the festivals when events open again. I mean, we're just going to carry on doing what we do, continue to do what we love, and just keep going.
Sounds fantastic. And at the moment, we're trying to boost the morale of frontline workers during the pandemic through Oryx Radio. So we've been asking the question to all our interviewees, what words of encouragement would you give to uplift everybody's spirits?
I just think they are doing an incredible, incredible, incredible job. And without you guys, we wouldn't be where we are right now in the case of COVID-19 cases dropping. And I'd just love to say thank you and continue just doing what you're doing. You're doing something for the world, not just South Africa. You're fighting something that we are unable to fight. You're fighting for the people. And it's a new type of war that we've never experienced. And you guys on the front lines for us and fighting for our country and fighting for the world. So I just love to say thank you guys so much and continue doing what you're doing. And and it will be over. We will get to a point where it's over and we can all relax. And when you can relax, please take the longest holidays and take all the time you need.
Nick, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. And thanks for that bit of advice and upliftment to end off. Thank you so much. Awesome. Goodbye.